Gold Central Victoria, FM 98.3 and AM 1071. It's our sideline view here on Saturday afternoon. Joining me, an old mate of mine from Melbourne, literally, David Schwartz. I know him better as the Ox. How are you, mate?
Jono, great to talk. Been too long and thrilled that you're back on the mainland, and what a great spot to land in Bendigo. So welcome back.
Thrilled to be back, mate. And yeah, Bendigo's great, and so's Gold Central Victoria. We do this little show on a Saturday afternoon called The Sideline View. It's mainly about local stuff, but I know there's a lot of Melbourne supporters in the area. And, mate, who better to talk to about what happened a couple of weeks ago than your good self? How did you feel on the night?
Oh, I was... To be really honest, the only game I was nervous for was the Brisbane game, the first final. I thought we'd towel up Geelong, but get to a grand final and you just don't want to lose them. But I was really confident. I was tipping 10 goals plus before the game, and I thought, oh, that's just stupid bravado. I'm too optimistic. But, you know, form stood up, and yeah, it was just exciting. And I think the only downfall was that you couldn't spend it with your team, you know, your ex-teammates and people from the footy club. But I think it was one better. I got to spend it with my family and to see my young fella and my daughter experience the thrill of winning a grand final was, yeah, it was really emotional. I don't tear up that often, Jono, to be honest. But there was tears running that night. It was fabulous.
When you played for the Mighty Demons, how close did you guys get?
So we got to the grand final in 2000. We got beaten by 64 points. But I thought we were coming home pretty hard that day. I thought, you know, another quarter we might have had them. But you know, footy's hard. It's, you know, you don't win that often. To win grand finals is really difficult. So the list that they've been able to put together and the culture they've been able to build is, you know, it's taken a long time. That rebuild started in 2013 with Christian Petrarca, and then Paul Roos in 14, and Clayton Oliver in 14, and that's where the journey began. You know, 7.5 years later, they're holding the cup up. It was just a great effort.
So for the long-suffering Melbourne supporters, is that what the tipping point was? Like, is there one thing you can go back to and say, you know what, was it Paul Roos, or what was it that you know, changed?
Yeah, I think it was Paul Roos. I think 2014 he came in and he instilled confidence. He instilled, you know, just an understanding of what excellence requires. They got good people in. They got, you know, the recruiting guy, Jason Taylor, had been there for a while, but then they got Burgess in a couple of years ago, who's a fitness guru. And then they traded beautifully. You know, they got Stephen May and Jake Lever in 18 and 19, and, you know, two pivotal players. They bring Ben Brown in. They brought Michael Hibbert in. They just recruited really, really well and got good quality people. And I think, you know, it's like anything. You know, if you got idiots at your radio station, your radio station will be no good. But if you've got good people, you're able to put out good content, and you know, the environment's pretty good. It's like any workplace. You get good people in your workplace, you fight tooth and nail to keep them. So I think that's what Melbourne is. They got good people in.
I'll tell you a little story, right? About 12 years ago, you know where I live, in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne, or where I used to live, eastern suburbs of Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
So my son went to Lilydale High School, I think it was, and he brought home a young bloke one night, a young mate of his. His name was Bailey Fritch, and I got to know Fritchie quite well. He stayed over. The next day we went out and played golf. He's about 4 foot tall.
There wouldn't have been much of him back then.
I was about to say, he's about 4 foot tall.
Yeah, and skinny.
But, mate, he could hit the golf ball even back in those days. But he and my son ran around in, I don't know, Coldstream Division, whatever. Wasn't great, and they just had a bit of fun. And then next thing, Edward rings me and tells me, hey, Fritch is playing for, you remember Fritchie, he's playing for Melbourne.
Yeah. And he's an amazing story, Jono. I watched him play Casey, and I thought, who's his skinny? He looked like Robbie Flowery, he was that skinny. And I said, who's his skinny kid? He couldn't out-muscle anyone, but he'd sit on your head and he'd kick these goals sweeping around on the left foot. And I thought, God, if he actually puts on a bit of size, he'll be right. And then I spoke to a couple of people in the club and they said, oh, they're going to play him. And they played him and he's had an instant success. But there's no surprise. He works his tail off.
Most goals in the grand final for many, many, many years, wasn't it? Six goals?
Yeah, he kicked the six and probably could have had seven. So he was fabulous. And he's just one of many stories that Melbourne have had. So it's been great.
Mate, before we go, so you're sensing a Richmond, are you sensing a Brisbane era, are you sensing even a Hawthorn era? Is, you know, where are they going to go from here? Like, you know, are they up for a while?
look, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I think we could win five or six in a row if everything keeps going well. And I think you've just got to believe. You just got to you know, enjoy the ride. Don't get too serious. You need luck to win grand finals. You know, you cop a couple of injuries at the wrong time. For example, if Oliver Gawn and Stephen May go down, you know, you're only half the side. So you need luck. And I think Melbourne deserve a fair bit of luck because over the journey, Jono, and, you know, we've shared the ups and downs of what Melbourne have been through. You know, I've been to funeral after funeral after funeral with Troy Broadbridge, Jimmy Stein, Sean White, Robbie Flower, you know, greats of the club that just passed way too early. And to see Melbourne supporters and Melbourne people taste the ultimate success, even though they couldn't be there, I just know that people will be able to die happy, will be able to rest easy and really enjoy, you know, the next 3 or 4 years of what Melbourne will deliver. They'll be playing finals every year for the next 4 or 5 years. Whether they win one or two, who knows, but, you know, hopefully they can pinch another one at least.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic story. Now, mate, I know you still have a lot of influence at the Melbourne Football Club. A lot of good football players in Bendigo and Central Victoria, so send the recruiters up here. We'll deliver.
What a breeding ground. Yep. Like Bendigo is one of the great breeding grounds of all time. I'm up in Bendigo at least 6 times a year with my kids' basketball. What a fabulous place. I've got a lot of friends that are you know, basketball junkies that we catch up with and we terrorise Bendigo for many, many weeks of the year. It's a fabulous spot. I love it. You know, what a great place. I'm glad you landed there, Jono. You're a good man and I'm sure the people are going to invite you and treat you as one of theirs very shortly.
And when you're next up here playing basketball with the kids, knock on the front door at Gold Central Victoria. Come in for a chat, all right?
I will, and we'll go on a pub crawl.
Good on you, Ox. Go D's.